everybody knows that the human being is a composite hybrid of two parts, guf and neshama. Terms that maybe we're more familiar with, the body and the soul. And whereas we always describe Bechira Chafshis in terms of you listen to your Yetzer Hara, you listen to your Yetzer Tov, very metaphysical, very spooky little men walking around in my head, in a certain way it's easier to identify with the fact that the battle of Bechira is the body, is the battle between the body and the soul. Your soul, your neshama, wants to be good, wants to accomplish, wants to be straight, honest, emesdik. Doesn't even necessarily care so much about being matzliach. Everyone wants to be successful. That's the great American Avodah Zarah in other countries. Be successful. You have to be successful. The neshama wants to be good, straight, honest, yashar. And the body, well, the body wants to sleep. That's the greatest geschmack. The body wants to eat. The body wants to have lots of fun, thrills. So which one do you live? Do you live your body? Do you live your soul? And you can't have both. You can't have your cake and eat it too. The famous Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos, the Hakdama to all Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, the Rambam says, Avolim Hasagas HaMuscholes, if a person wants to achieve Sechel, chayva lintoish es ahagzama betanuga es agufnius. He's got to leave extravagance in giving himself physical pleasure. Keep a muskel rishon, because as soon as you look at it, right? It means muskel rishon, it's obvious at first sight. Yasig, you'll understand, sheheres hanefesh bebinyan aguf, that when you destroy your nefesh, it doesn't mean kill it. What it means is you stop focusing on it. So you stop focusing on your nefesh. So I'm sorry, when you build your guf, you're going to destroy your nefesh. U'binyin ha-guf beheres ha-nefesh. And when you build your guf, so you destroy your nefesh. So you can't have both. You can't have both. You choose one or the other. Are you living your neshama? Are you living your soul? To be good, straight, honest. Or are you living for geschmack? Are you living to have a good time? You're living to sleep. You're living to eat. You're living to have fun. And l'maisa, this is an important lesson as we approach Chanukah, which is really the time. Chanukah is the time where we think about Yavan and the antithesis of Yavan. And Yavan was the culture that focused on the guf, beauty, power. And when we celebrate Chanukah, we think about the opposite. We think about Halal v'Haidah. But before we get to Chanukah, let's first take a look at the Parsha. And in the Parsha, this comes out in a very interesting way as well. Vayeshev Yaakov be'eretz migurei avi be'eretz Kanan. Yaakov lived in the land where his fathers lived, in Eretz Kanan. Yaakov wanted to take it easy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu immediately sends him more battles, sends him Ragzashel Yosef. Ela told us Yaakov, Yosef ben Shvasre, Shona, Vayoroyes, Echov, Batsoin, Hunaris, Bnei Bila, Bnei Bzilpa, Nesheyavi, Vayove, Yosef, as Dibosim, Royal Avim. Everybody knows the story, Yosef and the brothers, and all too often we focus on the brothers, their sinna, their kinna, maybe not too often. But there's another side of the story also. Yosef, v'hunar, misalsel, v'saroi, a little bit vain, talks a little bit too much, tells his brothers all about his dreams over and over again, what do you have to rub it in for? And a catastrophe happens. So Rashi tells us a very interesting thing. After Yosef tells the dreams once, and he tells twice, and the brothers are really irritated and really angry at him, for being Yosef. So the Torah goes on, and the Torah tells us that the brothers took off. The Torah says, "Vayelchu echov lirois es tzoin aviyem b'shchem." The brothers went, literally, to graze father's sheep in Shechem. But Rashi points out, it's interesting, like you look at the Torah, and the Sefer Torah, all the Diktuk masters, the Bali Kuru will second this, that the word S has a nekuda on top of it. Lirois S. Which Rashi says means that basically you take out the word S. Or there's a psik in between lirois and S. Rashi says lirois is at sign, nakud al S. There's a nekuda on top of S. Shaloi holach elo lirois is atzman. Because they really didn't go to graze the sheep, they went to graze themselves. Sifsei Chachamim explains that you take the word S and you put a psik on top of it, so now you read it, Vayelchu Echav Lirois, they went to graze, S Hatzoyim, together with the sheep. But basically they went to graze themselves, they went to chill out, have a couple of beers, have a party, along with the sheep. Why did they do this? So the Sifsei Chachamim doesn't tell us. He just tells us that they went to graze along with the sheep. They went to have a party. The Levush, comment on Rashi also, says more than that. The Levush says that the reason that they went to graze, the reason that they went to chill out to have a party, is because they couldn't take the dreams anymore. Shehochu lecho v'lishtois l'fakeach tzaron. They went to outlet all of their tzar. Ubala hashmienu gaidel tzaron. The reason the Torah tells us this is to tell us how upset they were. V'kinosam alachaloy mishal Yosef shirit shiyimit. They were so irritated by Yosef's dreams and the fact that he kept on rubbing it in that they just needed to get out. Vayelchu lirois. They just needed to graze. And so it's not a very big surprise when a little later in the parsha, Yosef comes along and they see Yosef. Here comes the dreamer. Now let's get rid of him. So according to Levush, we understand it's a straight mahalach. Yosef tells the dreams. They're very upset with Yosef. They need to go and calm down. They're busy having a couple of beers. And in comes the instigator himself, Yosef. That's it. Let's get rid of him. But that's according to the Levush. The Sifrei Chachamim doesn't say anything about the fact that Yelchu Liros because of Yosef's dreams. They just went to eat and drink. So according to the Sifrei Chachamim, what's the point? Why does the Torah have to tell us that? By Yelchu Liros. Okay, they went. They went to take the sheep. Yosef caught up to them. What's the important point in the Nekuda over here that we have to understand that the brothers went to go to eat and go drink? It goes back almost 30 years, Hanukkah time, and I had one of those experiences in yeshiva where Hanukkah Mesiva and Mashkiach comes over to you and he says, okay, fine, you're going to be speaking at the Hanukkah Mesiva. Everybody goes into a fright, and you know, whatever. So looking back, it's a good memory, being pushed into a situation like that. I still remember more or less what I spoke about. It was 30 years ago. I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but I'll tell you one nekuda that relates to here. Basically, what I talked about was the end of this parsha, Vayeshev. The whole Indian of Bitochen and Hishtadlus. And talked about the altar from Kelm, that Teva itself is a Nes, and that's the Nes Chanukah. But along with all the other things, so there was one very profound and deep question that I asked, and that was, how come we eat Sufganiyot on Chanukah? Nowadays, Sufganiyot are all over the world, jelly donuts, everyone eats them everywhere. But back in my day, you know, in Eretz Yisrael, so having Sufganiyot, that was, you know, it was a novelty. How come we have the jelly donuts on Hanukkah? So now I see even in the, you know, the English halacha books, they bring down the question, why do you have Sufganiyot on Hanukkah? What's the obvious answer? Because they're fried in oil. And guys are not married yet, maybe you don't know how they make Sufganiyot, it's an oily, gooky mess. But the answer that I gave, which is, since we're in Teres Moshe, so everything has to be super deep, right? The answer that I gave is a much more profound thought, is that, look, Chanukah is to celebrate our victory over the Yavanim. And the Yavanim worship the human body. They worship perfection of the human body, and they worship being in good shape. And therefore, on Chanukah, we do everything to make sure that we're going to make ourselves into greasy, oily, out of shape, cook-ridden beings that have absolutely nothing to do with it. Maybe it's true. But the truth of the matter is that it certainly does have a lot to do with Chanukah. Because that is the celebration of Chanukah. And that's another Levush. The Levush in, in Or HaChaim, which basically asks the question, what's the difference between Chanukah and Purim? Purim, we all know, is a time of Mishta V'Simcha. Purim is a time that we eat, we drink, we graze. And Chanukah, the Braisa tells us, Megillas Tainis, it's L'Hal L'Hoydeis. Which you look at Rashi over there in the Gemara, Rashi says, and not L'Suda, not L'Simcha. Rambam says Simcha. So what's the difference? Says Levush, very simple, is that Haman wanted to annihilate us physically, and therefore we celebrate physically. But Chanukah is not a physical celebration. Adarabba, the Greeks were very happy with the Jews existing physically. And were it right up to the Greeks, so every Jew would have been a gold medalist in the Olympics. Would have gotten us into great shape. We would have participated in all their games and in all of their academics, and they would have made us into superstars. But we would have been bodies, we wouldn't have been souls. And therefore, on Chanukah, we celebrate L'Hal L'Hoydeis, not with a Suda, but by singing, by saying Divrei Torah. It's a big Indian as to how you even make the, what's it called, the Purim Suda, the Chanukah Suda, the Chanukah Mesibah is into a Suda's mitzvah. That tziruf of the singing and the fact that there's a Chanukah Samizbeach on that day. But Chanukah is all about soul. It's not about body. And the Maisa, that could very well be the issue over here. We're talking about the brothers and Yosef at Tzadik. The brothers were Yechul Yeroes. The brothers went to graze. What the reason was, according to Levush, we know. And Levush, we understand why they're antagonistic to Yosef. The others that don't bring the pshat of the Levush, so all you have is Vayelchu Lirois. What's the message? Perhaps the message is what the Rambam is telling us. That when a person is engaged in the pursuit of taking care of his body, when a person goes to eat and drink and be merry and to chill out, he makes awfully bad life's decisions. And therefore, when Yosef comes in the middle of the party, so he's at danger. He's at risk. Every year Chanukah, I tell my kids the same thing. That you know when that it's time for Chanukah to be over when you start feeling like a sufganiya. Chanukah is supposed to be a ruchnias dika time. You feel it at davening in yeshiva, the beautiful hallels. You feel it sometimes when you're sharing divrei Torah, talking about the Chanukah sugyas. You should feel it at the time of hadlakas neiris. But all too often you get caught up in all the other shtick, taking care of yourself with all the parties and all of this and all of that. By the time the Chanukah is over, is that, was this an aliyah or was it chas v'shalom the opposite? Therefore, it's very important to focus on it before it begins, that this is supposed to be a yontif, that like any other yontif, like Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, or Pesach, or Sukkot, this is supposed to elevate us. Not supposed to be a gorge fest. It's supposed to be a time when we live the soul, not where we live the body. There's supposed to be something that picks us up. But the only way that we can do that is if we focus on it first. And Chanukah is the yontif where there's nothing to do with the body. There's no issue of a simcha. There's no issue of a suda. It's all just taking the message and realizing that the Yavan was all about taking care of our body. But the whole celebration was that we were able to ignore that. despite the fact that they had their elephants, and despite the fact that every one of them was built like Arnold Schwarzenegger or bigger, we took them on and we won. Why? Was it a nace? Of course it was a nace. Did it look like, you know, somebody snapped their fingers and they all dropped dead? Personally, I doubt it. But be that as it may, at the end of the day, we were menatzeach. And it was from the kayach of the nefesh, it was from the kayach of the neshama, it was the kayach of the Torah that we have. And therefore, that's the celebration of Chanukah. So let's keep our eyes on the ball as we go into Shabbos and we go into Chanukah. The Chanukah is not the Sufganiyot. The Sufganiyot is to show that we don't want to be like the Greeks. And Be'ezus Hashem will be able to have a Chanukah, which is an Aliyah, not a Yerida. It's an Aliyah Sanefesh and a Churban HaGuf. Good Shabbos. Amen. Amen.